As Ghanaian workers celebrate May Day tomorrow, the TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah has been assessing the welfare status of workers since he assumed the leadership of the union. He told Radio Ghana that improvement is a process. However, whenever there is an improvement in the economy, it will trickle down to the pockets of workers. Mr. Asamoah agreed that there has been some improvement with the implementation of the single span salary structure. He spoke with George Ankra.
Our improvement in working conditions has been an ongoing issue. If you take the whole nation as a whole, there are various levels that we determine the working conditions of workers. At the level of the workplace and through collective bargaining, various workplaces have been able to add to whatever benefits and conditions that they had in the past. Also at national level, we keep on raising the negotiating the basic minimum. Beyond that, there's been a lot of policy engagements that we've been involved in terms of determining how this country is governed, and also other policy frameworks that really inure to the benefit of workers. So that is an ongoing thing. I cannot conclusively say yes or no to your answer, but normally it depends on whatever we earn as working people, as conditions of service and improvement in incomes and other benefits. Also depends largely on the cost of living in the nation. It depends on the national economy, because since we are part of the economy, if there is an improvement in the economy, then it also would enhance whatever benefits that we've been able to negotiate over the period. So generally what I said is that yes, there's been some level of improvement in our conditions, but there's much yet to be done. Until the economy largely is brought to a level where anything that we earn as working people can provide for satisfactory living, we cannot say we've been able to achieve much.
Mr. Asamoah, has the implementation of the single spine salary structure improved the welfare of public sector staff?
Yeah, that is one aspect that one can say that some level of improvement has been seen. Since we began this whole process of negotiating new pay policy for public sector workers, you remember since 2006 up to today, when the structure is now operational, there are others who have had their salaries doubled. There are others who have had their salaries increased by some level of percentages. It depends on one person to the other. It depends on where you were placed before the introduction of the unified salary structure for public sector workers. It's not been a general increase across board, but a greater percentage of public sector workers have seen enhancements in their pay. There are a lot of challenges also as well, particularly for those who are complaining for wrongful placement or have not been placed appropriately. A grievance window has been established to deal with. But overall, it's been quite appreciable. Public sector wage, which is normally called the single spine salary structure, has brought about some level of enhancement to some workers. And I think largely most workers have seen some enhancement. But rightly, as I said, the value of the income depends on cost of living and other related factors in the economy.
Mr. Asamoah was not happy with the way some employers are maltreating their workers and asked those who are not unionized to do so. He also asked government and the Labor Department to be up and doing.
It is one major issue I must concede that as a nation and also as social partners, employers, government and labor have to do more. For workplaces where there are unions, I must say largely workers' rights have been protected. But where there are no unions, for instance, we are aware of an upsurge of violations of workers' rights, sometimes with impunity. Workers are dismissed without recourse to the provisions of the law. Workers are really not treated fairly in conformity with the labor laws of this country, particularly in the small private sector. We've had complaints about all forms of worker rights violations. That has been a major problem to us as working people and as organized labor. We have repeatedly drawn government's attention to those challenges and to also build employers who are depriving workers from joining or forming and joining unions to protect their social and economic interests. The laws of this land provide that every worker has the right to form or join a union. There are several other rights in provisions in the labor law which our employers are violating with impunity. There are some situations where foreign employers are mistreating workers of this country. There's nothing painful than when you are humiliated in your own country. We've drawn all this in attention, but interestingly, where unions are, I think the upside is not much. But the major problem is workplaces where there are unions. And let me use your medium in warning all employers who rarely disregard rights of workers that the long arm of the law should be seen like searching to cover all these places. It is happening because labor inspection is weak. The appropriate institution that is supposed to go around and ensure that workers' rights are respected is not living up to expectation because of a lot of challenges. We have repeatedly drawn government's attention in 28 Congress and May Days. We have drawn government's attention to various work rights abuses in the respective workplaces. We've not seen much. We want to call on government and employers that we need to respect workers' rights in this country. Workers' rights must be really respected if we are supposed to move forward as a nation.
Mr. Sama, what should workers expect from tomorrow onwards? From the TUC.
The Trade Union Congress and other labor organizations have a responsibility to ensure that workers' rights are protected. We need to really sensitize workers to stand up for their rights, as provided for in the laws. As workers' organization, our main preoccupation over coming years will be how to step up organizing the unorganized. Workers who are working at places where their rights are being trampled upon, we really have an expectation of ensuring that we organize the mass of workers in this country. If you take statistics in Ghana, the average working people are around 10 million. Only about a little over 1 million is unionized. There's a huge number of working people, both in the formal and informal economy, who need to be unionized in order to protect their interests and aspirations. And going forward as a working workers organization, this is going to be our preoccupation. We also want to remind all those who yet to unionize that it is their right to form and join unions to protect their interests. It's only through our collective effort that we can be able to fight for our rights and seek better and seek improved working and living conditions for workers. So those who are not unionized, they should be unionized. Those who are unionized, they should support their unions. Those who are unionized, they should use their collective effort in ensuring that workers' rights are respected so that together we can live up to our responsibilities to maximize productivity in this country.
TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah talking to George Ankrah ahead of May Day, which falls tomorrow.